I copy it all. Do you want to transfer command, or do you want to hold it?
I'll hold it. It doesn't sound like anybody else is injured. The suspect is in custody in the PD unit. We'll just have one patient, probably working a code.
Battalion 1 copy, thank you.
Route 2, Banner Payson, working the code. We'll be out of service. Command will be terminated.
Do you want us to go ahead and stand down Data 7 or keep him on standby?
Yes, sir, that's affirmative. We can stand him down.
Copy, standing down Data 7.
Banner 2. Seeing we got 4 on board headed to Thunderbird, 34 minutes en route, fuels 88 gallons, HOE of 7538, and a risk assessment of 1.
4 on board, 88 in the tank, 34 minutes to Thunderbird, risk of 1, with a highest obstacle of 7538. The time is 10:10. The angels are watching. Thank you. Can I come out?
Good.
1016 Banner Air 2 has departed property with patient headed to Thunderbird.
Copy.
Engine 13 special duty at Denny's 312 South Beeline Highway. PD request for decontamination.
Alarm Battalion 1.
Battalion 1, go ahead.
Yes, and we're going to hold Engine 11 to that assignment. Engine 13 will stay available.
Direct, we can show us available.
EMS 42, Engine 41, EMS assignment. It's going to be off of Forest Service Road 295 and the entrance to the Knoll Lake campground. We're still attempting to get coordinates for that area. It's going to be a medical for a 20-year-old male ATV accident into a tree. Possible rollover. Is currently bleeding from his head. Meant to the Knoll Lake campground. It's going to be off of Forest Service Road 295 and the intersection of the campground for a 20-year-old male ATV versus tree with a head injury, currently bleeding from the head and complaining of severe pain.
And can you please have Forest Lakes respond from their end and then check availability of Native?
Native 7 advised here, approximately 13 minutes from their base if we do fly.
Copy that, thank you. 13 minutes of flight.
10-4.
En route to the hospital. Appears all northbound traffic is shut down.
Northbound traffic is closed.
42. 10-4 alarm.
Yeah, you can show me a route to that medical call up on Knoll Lake. And do you have capability to send coordinates to my phone?
Service Road 295. 5 in the intersection of the Knoll Campground.
I copy that. 295 in the Knoll Lake Campground, thank you.
Or additionally, Flagstaff 911 is checking with Coconino County Sheriff's Department. They do have a on-scene unit there. They are going to check and advise if they would like to just fly native directly to the patient due to the head injury.
They can just fly him directly out from there.
I copy. Additionally, Forest Lakes has been advised to respond to that area.
Copy that. Appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead. Hey, I'm going to come in from the 260 side. That sounds good, thank you. Go ahead, alarm.
Flagstaff 911 is advising that it is not actually a Hewitt or a Coconino County Sheriff's officer that's out at the scene right now. It could be somebody that's an off-scene officer or off-duty. They are advising that Forest Lakes has declined to respond due to distance and is also advising that possibly launching Native 7 would be the best idea.
If that off-duty deputy is comfortable landing a helicopter and he has communications, then that shouldn't be a problem.
Contact at this time. We're still attempting with Coconino County Forest Service to see if they can get someone out that way.
Two copies, thank you.
Hi, Forest.
Yeah, Native's asking if they got any better, if you guys haven't updated the location or not. They're around over the dam and they're not seeing anything right now. And the road leading into the campground. Thank you. I'll try and relay.
Do we have any updates on Native?
You know, let me see if I can use my mutual aid.
The mutual aid, thank you, sir. Audible.